Scientists have known for decades that a hormone called abscisic acid has helped some plants survive excessive cold, radiation, and dehydration. A team led by UW-Madison biochemistry professor Michael Sussman has used high-tech instruments to identify which set of plant proteins, about 50 of them, the hormone activates.
The reason this is significant is that we can now use genetic manipulation and also development of new drugs to alter the activity of these 50 proteins and therefore regulate the process by which plants sense the amount of water and respond to the water deficit and resist that water deficit.
Many climate change predictions suggest some parts of the globe will get more rainfall as temperatures rise, while other regions will see less rain. Professor Sussman says the UW study should especially help the dry areas.
We're already starting to grow crops on marginal lands. We're running out of best land. And now we're finding that there are many areas we can't irrigate endlessly. So the ability to create crop plants that can resist drought is really important.
Sussman says it'll still be a while before farmers are planting more genetically manipulated drought-resistant plants. For one thing, scientists still have to make mutations in the 50 proteins and see what happens. The UW study was funded by the National Science Foundation and is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.